أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وإن من أمة إلا خلا فيها نذير وإن يكذبوك فقد كذب الذين من قبلهم جاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات وبالزبر وبالكتاب المنير ثم أخذت الذين كفروا فكيف كان نكير Sadaqallahul Azim. In the ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had drawn the comparison between several things. A person that is blind and a person that can see, both are not equal. Darknesses and light is not equal. Shade and heat is not equal. And like that, a person that is alive can never be equal to one that is dead. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us two paths: the path of Iman, the path of Jannah, the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the path of disbelief, the path of Kufr, the path of Jahannam. And hence Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shows us that these two can never be equal. In these concluding ayat of this particular section of this ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala iterates to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in anta illa nadhir. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are not but a warner. You have come to warn the people, and that is your responsibility. The responsibility of hidayat, the responsibility of giving iman, all that is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that is the priority of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Many people around Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had heard the beautiful Quran. They had known that it was not the word of anyone else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet they were not bestowed with iman, and they were not gifted with iman from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One important aspect is when we speak about Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the nadhir, being the warner, then one should understand and realize the connotations of this word. The meaning of this word is to warn a person with a great deal of concern, with a great deal of love, with a great deal of fikr, that one should have this real concern in the heart, that if this person is not warned, then that person is going to go astray. And that is that kind of fikr that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. And hence in the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, Inna arsalnaka bilhaqqi bashiran wa nadhira. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly we had sent you with the truth, that this entire deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the absolute truth. And we sent you with two responsibilities. Bashiran, one is as a bringer of glad tidings, to give glad tidings to those that have brought iman, to speak about these ni'mats of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the jannat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has prepared, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, wa nadhira, that those who had disbelieved, those who had done wrong, to also warn them, and again with a great deal of fikr and a great deal of love, to warn them about the azab and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa in min ummatin illa khala fiha nadhir, and there is no nation that has come in which a warner had not come to them. In some way or the other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered the message to the people, either via a Nabi of Allah or a Rasul of Allah, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created amongst them people, awliya, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that would warn the people. Wa in yukadhibuk. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a different aspect. That here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Makkah Mukarramah, and there is refutation, there is disbelief. People are denying the nubuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're imposing difficulties upon him. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses this. And he says, وَإِن يُكَذِّبُوكَ, that if they had denied you, فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, then those prophets, those nabis, those rasuls before you had also been denied. The people also denied them also. In other words, this has been the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that no nabi had come and the people just accepted Islam automatically. They accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word automatically. There was a great deal of sacrifice that went with the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. The rusuls, The prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gone to the people, they had come to them with the bayyinat, with the very clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa bizzubur, and then the scriptures that Allah had given the different anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, wa bil kitabil munir, and the illuminating book that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent to the people, the book that has light, that around the kufr and around the zulam and around the shirk and the idol worship, there was darknesses, and this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the light and the path towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Thumma akhastu alladhina kafaru. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after this anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam had come, people denied them, they disbelieved in them. Allah says, then we took those who disbelieved to task. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. And how was our refutation of them also, that we refuted them, we denied them, and then the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had come upon them. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that there is the system of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that together with haq, there will always be batil, together with the truth, there will always be falsehood, together with right, there will always be wrong. Like how we have light, we have to have darkness, and in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that the light will always prevail, and haq will always prevail. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.